What did they look like offensively in compared to last year when they were DeSean Jackson, Avant, and now they're, you know, they don't have those guys, are a little bit different?
Yeah, last year when we practiced, McCoy didn't practice, so that's a little different just off the rip of that. But, you know, they have a lot of explosive players. I think, like you said, you take out some of those players, but you add, you know, for us to see McCoy out there and then Sproles out there, and then Macklin, who's back out there on their team. So they still have a lot of guys and a lot of weapons out there. And then I think Foles probably understands the offense a little better now, having a full year in it. So, like I said, it was really good work. I thought, you know, they did some really good things, and it was good for us to see because it's a little different than our offense.
Right. Is there any similarity, though, in the fact that they're they'll show two tight ends now a lot more than they did last year, and you probably, you know, you're practicing against that a lot?
Yeah, I mean, that's one similarity, but it's still a little different on how they use their tight ends.
How does Sanchez look? I mean, you played against him when he was with the Jets and everything. I mean, have you noticed a difference in his arm strength at all?
I wasn't, like, scouting him or nothing like that.
Can you tell if he looks at all different? Just, you know, obviously he was a punchline for the last few years there with the Jets.
No, I mean, I thought he was always a really good competitor going out there and doing what he tried to do on the field and trying to be right. So I thought he came in and ran the offense pretty good, too.
Last week at the walkthrough, you guys weren't out there. This week you were. We're going to see you guys tomorrow night or what?
That's all coaches call. You know, we just go out there when they tell us to, and it'll be his decision on who plays and who doesn't, but we'll all be ready to go. We always want to play.
Your impression of Ertz?
He's a good tight end. Yeah, athletic guy, stretches the field. Really, I think, understands on how to get open against different defenses. So, you know, that's always good work when you could go against good tight ends. And they have a bunch of them, you know, with him, Selleck, and Casey, all guys that have played a lot of football in this league. So, at the safety position, we got some pretty good work going against them the past 2 days.
All right. And you've gone against some of the best tight ends in the league. I mean, can you see if he's going to be that kind of a good weapon in this offense?
I don't do all of that. Comparing and naming guys top tight ends and stuff.
Working with some different guys next to you at safety. I know, you know, Bill talked about it a little bit the other day. We've seen Kyle back there. We've seen Logan back there. Deron, Patrick.
It's a lot of different guys. How is it for you working with all those guys? Does it affect, I don't know, the communication that you're, you know, trying to execute out there?
No, at this time, I mean, everybody's out there playing. So when Kyle's out there, I mean, I've been playing with him for 5 years now. So that's nothing new. And, you know, all the guys, whether it's Logan, Chung, or Deron, or even Tavon and Nate, when they're out there, we're all communicating, getting things done. And I think it's key because throughout the year, you just don't know what's going to happen. So it could be any of us out there, any type of combination. So we all got to be able to, you know, communicate with each other and make sure we're running the back end of the defense.
When you're out there, depending on who it is next to you, do you have to have in mind their strengths and weaknesses, or are you expecting whoever's next to you to do the same thing no matter what?
Oh, no, I mean, you definitely, we'll all have different strengths and weaknesses depending on who I'm playing with. It'll be, you know, how we do things. I think, you know, when Logan and Kyle are in there, they're more corner, so, you know, different things will play different while they're in there. So it changes a little bit, but the base concepts of the defense don't change.
How do they play a little bit differently, just because they're corners?
What about it, though? It's different.
They cover more. That's what just you come to practice, they're on one-on-ones, they're covering the whole time throughout practice. So it's just a little different than having a true safety in there.
Do you have to talk to them anymore because they are new to that spot?
No, they know what they're doing out there.
We've seen Kyle, you know, corner blitz, and we know that he is, you know, a physical type of guy. But what is it different? You've made that transition from corner to safety. What does it mean for him if he is going to play more safety? What does that mean for him?
I think he's smart. I think he understands the defense on the whole. So, yeah, like you said, I think the way he plays can, you know, he can fit in that safety, fit in that corner. He's an aggressive guy. He's always played physical. So, for him, it'll just be if they play him more, then he'll be out there doing it. And if not, he'll be in there at corner, either inside or outside. But I think him being able to play inside and outside has given him, you know, more understanding of the defense. So, it allows him to do more things now that coach asks them to do.
Is it not all corners can become safeties? Do you think that?
I don't know. I think a lot of smart guys can make a bunch of different transitions within the secondary, you know, whether it's, you know, having some guys that are able to move closer to the box on passing situations and almost play like a linebacker or a corner moving to free safety. It's, you know, if you're fast, you're athletic, you understand defensive concepts, it might take a little while, but I think you'll be able to make the switch a lot easier than I think a safety trying to move the corner.
What was the biggest transition for you?
Just trying to communicate more and be more vocal in the overall output of the defense.
Thanks, Devin.